Here at the Agricultural Relations Council meeting, I'm speaking with Darren Johnson. And Darren, tell me how you're involved with ARC right now.
Well, thank you, Chuck. I'm actually the current president of Ag Relations Council, and I've been on the board for about 3 years now, and am happy to be leading the group into my second year, hopefully, as president, pending the group's vote.
Well, I hope we have a positive vote here. Tell us what we're going to do gathered here at this meeting in Memphis.
Well, this is a great meeting, yet again, that we have planned this year that's a mix of professional development and networking. We're going to have a particular focus on ag's outreach to consumer audiences and hear from some great speakers, including from Tennessee Farm Bureau, from the United Agri Center, which is located here in Memphis. And then again this year, one of the hallmarks of the Ag Relations Council annual meeting is we have some out of the office or out of the hotel visits that we're going to be doing tomorrow, including a visit at the Ducks Unlimited headquarters, where we're going to hear about what they're doing in their efforts to reach consumers, and I believe hear about some sustainability initiatives that they have going. And then we also are planning to visit an ADM barge elevator operation to kind of learn about that side of the business. And then we're going to cap it off the end of the day tomorrow with what promises to be a great social media panel looking at how this kind of new wave of communication is affecting and influencing agriculture and how ag PR people can be part of that.
Well, when you mention outreach to consumers, that seems to be the all the buzz or whatever you want to call it right now in terms of ag communications is how do we use mechanisms we now can all employ instead of not having available to us just 5-6 years ago to speak up for our business.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think everyone realizes the stakes are higher than ever on that front right now. I think these new social media tools have enabled people to share their comments and their voices much more quickly and more broadly than they ever used to in the past. And I think we're all realizing keenly the influence that consumer perception of agriculture is starting to have as you look at different things like, you know, state ballot initiatives around animal welfare, for example, some just other broader issues around production agriculture. That consumer opinion is increasingly coming to bear on what a lot of agri-marketing companies are looking at. And so when you think about ag and agricultural public relations, that really kind of hits the sweet spot of what ARC is all about. And really, I think this meeting will help further the understanding of how social media can be used as an effective communication tool for agriculture, but also, and probably more importantly, to really understand how consumer audiences are using it to shape perceptions of agriculture.
Well, speaking of Ag Relations Council again, what do you hope to accomplish here business-wise for the organization?
I think business-wise for the organization, we're really entering solid year two of kind of the rebirth of ARC. We had a great meeting a year ago in New Orleans. We feel like this one is really kind of taking things to a higher level. We're expecting a greater number of attendees here this year. We've got some exciting announcements that we're going to be making about different activities that the group is going to be embarking on that members and attendees will hear about over the next day or two. So I think from a business objective, it's really continuing that push to get ARC really elevated back to where it used to be, and also to continue to make a compelling case for people in the industry to really join ARC and become part of what we're trying to do.
Well, we'll certainly look forward to what takes place here. It's the first time I've had a chance to participate since this new effort, as you described it, and I'm sure we'll try to get an update sort of to summarize how things went. So thanks a lot, Darren Johnson, here at the Agricultural Relations Council meeting. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.